servant of the Lord. Mary's words ring down to us across the 20 centuries with riveting notes of faith. Would we have responded with such faithful obedience? Mary was a young woman. She wasn't highly educated. She wasn't wealthy. She wasn't born of aristocracy. She wasn't born in a priestly family. Mary was just a young woman, a girl, really, barely capable of conceiving and giving birth to a child. The Hebrew word alma, which is what is used over in the prophet Isaiah's writings about this event, the Hebrew word alma, which is often translated in the New Testament as virgin, actually means young maiden just on the cusp of being able to bear a child. Just barely able to bear a child. And hence pure, and hence untouched by the world, and hence without blemish, and hence a virgin. Someone who is a perfect vessel for use by God. Someone who can be set apart for use by God. And in her life, she had been made ready for use. She had been made ready to be married off to an older gentleman, someone who was about twice her age. Joseph would have been in his second marriage when he married Mary. And they were engaged to be married. And her life had been dedicated to getting ready to be married to this older guy. And here she has been raised this way, and suddenly this angel, Gabriel, appears to her and says, "All that's over. Everything from this point on changes. If you will say yes, your whole life will be different than you thought. You will become the mother not just of children of Joseph. You will become the mother of the Son of God. Your whole life will be changed." "How is that possible? I'm just a virgin. I've never known a man." "The Holy Spirit will overshadow you," says the angel. "The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. A miracle will happen to you. You will be set apart. You will be set aside by God. You are most favored, and you will be set aside. Become a means of grace for all the world." And her words, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." These words are a challenge to us. Would we have answered this way? Would we have said, "Yes, God, I will do what you say"? Would we say, "Yes, I want to become this vessel to bring your Son into the world"? Would we say, "Yes, I dedicate my life to you? I will do what you say"? So often, if we are honest, so often, when God confronts us, when God knocks on the door of our hearts, and calls us to service, and calls us to act, and calls us to speak, and calls us to do. When God knocks on the door of our hearts, so often we fail to answer. So often we hide. So often we try to make excuses and arguments. We do what Moses did and say, "I can't speak for you, God, I stutter. I'm uneducated." Or what Abraham did. When God told Abraham that he and Sarah would bear a child, he laughed at God. Would we try to make arguments? Would we try to find loopholes? Would we laugh at God? Yep, we do. Every time God calls us and we say, "Well, sorry, I've got something else I've got to do. I've got work I've got to do. I've got family obligations I've got to take care of." I've got education I want to take care of. I've got a plan for my life, God. I've got a plan for my life. And what you want me to do doesn't fit into the scheme. Doesn't fit into the structure. Doesn't fit into the outline that I want. We do that, my friends. We do that, my brothers and sisters. We are frequently denying God and doing what we want and not what God wants. But not Mary. She said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." She placed herself as a vessel, as an instrument for God to use. She said yes to God's yes to her. She said, "Yes, use me as you will." She became an example for all of us. An example for how we are to dedicate ourselves to God. An example of obedient faith. Mary and Joseph both had the opportunity to not do what God asked. Mary could have said, "No, I don't want this to be." Joseph could have said, "No, I'm going to put her away anyway." But neither did what they could have done. Instead, they heard the word of the angel, they heard the word of God, and they obeyed. They did as God called. Will we? Will we follow their example of obedient faith and do as God calls us to do? Will we become a vessel to bring God to others? The Eastern Church, the Greek Orthodox Church, speaks about Mary using the phrase Theotokos, God-bearer, God-bringer, God conveyor, or as it's sometimes translated into English, the mother of God. The mother of God in Jesus Christ. The mother of God veiled in flesh. We sang it today. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. She becomes the mother and the bearer of God into the world. An example for us of obedient faith. Joseph, likewise. He becomes the guardian and protector of this little baby and his mother. Guardian and protector to ensure that this little baby would grow up to bear the sins of the world. Are we willing to become vessels, instruments, means of grace, so that others in the world might see and know the gospel of Jesus Christ? Mary said yes. And God incarnate in human flesh was conceived in her womb. Will we say yes? And God incarnate in flesh be conceived in the womb of our hearts? Will we shine forth with the light of the love of God as Mary did, shining forth that light by giving birth to that light? Will we shine forth with our lips and our hands and our feet and our actions? Will we shine forth with the love of God? Or will we run away? Will we follow the example of Mary, of Joseph? Or will we run away? This Christmas, that is our challenge. To hear the voice of the angel speaking to us. To see the example of Mary. The example of Joseph. The willingness to be faithfully obedient. And then to do what God calls us to do. Oh, the price may be too high. The price is always that which God has us to give. And the reward is eternal grace, eternal life, and the love of God unbounded. So, do we follow the example of Mary and Joseph? Do we at this Christmas time express the love of God to others? My prayer is that we will. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Almighty, Holy Creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the giver of life, love, joy, and peace. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, Master of all that was and is to come. You formed us from the elements of all eternity. Speaking with your word of grace, you created us and breathed into us the breath of life, giving us your very image and calling us to a relationship with each other and with you. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Celebrate the incarnation and birth of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. His coming was foretold by the Hebrew prophets, announced by the Archangel Gabriel, and humbly accepted by Mary and Joseph, who submitted themselves to God's calling to share the eternal light and love of Christ with the world. Our Lord was conceived by faith, accepted by faith, recognized by faith, and proclaimed by faith. Elizabeth and her unborn son, who would become John the Baptist, recognized him while he was still in his mother's womb. Shepherds were drawn to the sight of his birth in Bethlehem of Judea, and the heavenly host of angels sang of his glory. We join their songs of praise this night, opening our hearts and mouths to proclaim, "He is born! Christ Jesus is born. Our Lord Emmanuel is born in our hearts afresh this night. And we, like Mary and Joseph, are called to share him with a broken and hurting world. Christ is our light, our hope, our joy, and our peace. And in his abiding presence, we experience acceptance, forgiveness, and transformation as we approach your throne of mercy and grace. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of the faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ is come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. By Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Because there is one loaf, we, though we are many, are one body, for we all partake the one loaf. The bread which we break, it is a means of sharing in the body of Christ. And the cup over which we give thanks, it is a means of sharing in the outpoured blood of Christ. If those who are assisting would come forward at this time. Tonight we will be receiving by intinction. That means that you will be given a piece of bread, invited to dip it into the cup, and receive both elements of our Lord's body and blood together. The table of the Lord is open to all. All are welcome to come and receive the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.